This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm looking for something to be glad in it. How about you, my friends? Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program and for this school year. We are reading through all of the Psalms, and we're coming towards the end, and we are calling it a prayer garden of Psalms. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy, holy, holy God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be praised. For you are Adonai, bountiful blesser and the creator of all things, our designer, and you are everything we need. You're faithful and gracious and holy and incredible. You're the just judge, the keeper of our souls and the Lord of life itself, merciful and new each day. Oh Lord, you are omnipotent, powerful, and you are the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be. You are the rock and the savior, the teacher of teachers and the understanding God. Oh Lord, you are victory in the blood of Jesus. You are wonderful. You're extraordinary. And your name is Yahweh and the God of Zion. Blessed be your name. Lord, we are your servants in the public schools, your ambassadors, your representatives. Lord, we come to you for coaching, for learning, for understanding, for trying to find out what it is that we can do to give you all the glory. Oh, Lord, bless this day with wonderful opportunities to serve, just in little ways and big ways. We praise you, Lord, for the opportunity to bless. And we praise you, Lord, and thank you for the opportunity to praise you. We thank you because you do all things for us. You are the honey and the rock. You are the living water. And you're everything we need, and you bestow it upon those who believe. We believe, Lord, and we thank you for this opportunity to be in this position that we have, to be in this time period that we live, and to be the people of the book. We love your word, Lord, and we thank you for it and praise you in the holy and gracious name of our King Jesus. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are finishing the Song of Ascents today, and these were the beautiful pilgrim songs that the Israelites sang as they came up to Jerusalem for the holy days. We're going to hear Psalm 134 read by our friend Dawn Rowe. She's a Christian educator who teaches high school in Vancouver, Washington. The Word of God, Psalm 134.
Hi, I'm Dawn Rowe from Vancouver, Washington. I'm reading Psalm 134. Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion.
Praise God for the reading of his word. And thank you, Dawn, for reading Psalm 134 today. Praise the Lord. And now let us pray Psalm 134. To our praiseworthy God, there is no one like you, Lord, who is worthy of all praise. You are the maker of heaven and earth. Everything we need, you supply. Help us to praise you more and more. Let it be our intentional praise to thank you as we enter the school grounds. Help us to remember to praise you in the hustle bustle of the school day. When our planning period begins, help us to praise you with great joy. At the beginning of our lunch break, we want to praise you for our provisions both physically and spiritually. Lord, we long to praise you at the end of the school day as the children leave our charge. Let us praise you for their protection going home and for the blessings of this day. When we get home, Let us lift up our hands and praise you for the blessings of our shelter and family. Oh Lord, you are worthy of all praise. We love you and pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you, faithful friends, for being in the Word of God and praying each school day. I'm going to read you our daily devotional. They are offered each school day from Christian Educators. You can find them on our website at christianeducators.org. You can also sign up for these devotionals to be sent to your email. Now, I know you got enough email, but the reason that is good is that you can then share them with somebody who needs encouragement. Or you can just listen to them here on Around the Word in 180 Days. Today we're going to hear from Timothy Lewis. Timothy is a Christian educator and an elementary special education teacher in Missouri. The name of his devotional is called Learn Something New. He chose Hosea 4 verse 6 as his scripture. My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. Even though I teach the same lessons year after year, I find that a day doesn't go by when I don't learn something new in my classroom. My goal is to ensure that my students also have the same experience. I love those light bulb moments in my classroom when a student grasps a new concept and gets excited about this newfound knowledge. As believers, this can be our goal for our daily walk with Christ. We can ensure that a day doesn't go by when we don't learn something new about Him. And although we want the same for our students, we know we can't reach them with the gospel in a public school, but we can strive to be vessels full of His love and truth, ready and willing to be poured out when He calls us. Lord, I pray that we will have a greater knowledge and understanding of you this year. Help us to be vessels that are ready and willing to be poured out daily to see your kingdom come and your will be done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And that was Timothy Lewis with our daily devotional for today called Learn Something New. We are going to pray one more time today, my friends. And we're going to pray for the students who are sick. I don't know how many sick children you have on your campus, but I know you have some. Some are very sick with terminal illnesses, and others are just fighting battles with different conditions. And so let's lift up the children who are not feeling well, who have serious sicknesses and daily sicknesses. Now, if the alarm goes off and you forget that prompt, don't worry. That's just normal. When you pray, just pray for the moment. It's a breath prayer, a prayer under your breath. You don't bow your heads. You don't close your eyes. You don't even say the words out loud. You just praise God and pray to Him with your whole heart. It happens in a moment, so you can just go right back to what you were doing. And then know that you have joined your brothers and sisters across the nation. You're not alone. And we pray at that distinct time of 1:16 because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. I believe, friends. What a pleasure I have now to bless you with our blessing for this school year, which is Psalm 23. I'm going to read it to you today with the 21st century King James Version. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.